George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project kicks off its 30th year with Lanford Wilson's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Tally's Folly, in a production co-sponsored by the Jewish Theater of Bloomington. It plays September 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then the 10th through the 12th. Our guest is veteran director Tom Evans. Especially poignant that Tom's directing this celebration because it was Jim Leonard, one of his students from Hanover College, who founded the BPP. Tom, thanks for joining us. Tally's Folly has been described as a sort of Romeo and Juliet chamber piece, but I don't think that does justice to the depth of Lanford Wilson's characters or their conflict.
Well, it's a Valentine, really. It is quite a celebration of love for people who are somewhat older. Sally Tally is supposed to be in her late 20s, maybe early 30s, and Matt Friedman is 47, I believe. Too old for the draft, because this is set in World War II. And they love each other, but there are conflicts that keep them apart, and the play is a resolution of that.
Set in 1944. Geography is part of the story here, too.
Set in Lebanon, Missouri. Matt works as an accountant in St. Louis, and he's just come over to Lebanon, and he's met Sally, and they have had a relationship, and then he's gone back to St. Louis, and he writes her every day, and she doesn't respond. And at the day of the play, he comes to see her to try to get this settled.
So not only do we have an age thing that you just mentioned, but we've also got big city, small town.
Big city, small town, a WASP woman and a Jewish man. So you have a number of potential conflicts. And he was not born in America. He's a European Jew who's immigrated to America.
We're talking with Tom Evans. He's the director for the Bloomington Playwrights Project's production of Tally's Folly. Talked a little bit about the characters and a little bit about the tensions. Tell us about your own relationship with this play and with Lanford Wilson.
This play, curiously enough, was a play that I saw in New York with Judd Hirsch, and I can never remember the gal's name. And it was a lovely production. And I thought, it's not a play I really want to do, to direct, for some reason. I don't know why. And when I was on sabbatical at Hanover College, that my replacement decided to do it. And I thought, good, he's used up a play I don't want to do. And I came to see it, and I thought, well, he's used up a play I really do want to do. And then later on, I got to do it at the South Carolina Repertory Theater on Hilton Head Island about 10 years ago and loved it there. And when they called and asked me about doing it here, I said, yes, count me in, so long as I can design the set, too. Design and build the set.
Really? Tell us a little bit about this set.
Well, it's a boathouse, sort of a Victorian boathouse, a folly. People build architectural follies just because they're driven to build this curious structure. And this is a folly that a relative of Sally Tally built. And it's sort of falling into disrepair. And it's got lots of vegetation around it, and the river is right in front of it. There's a ruined boat sort of still in the boat slip. It's really a place for romance to occur. As a matter of fact, I think their first encounters when they first met each other a year before the play was in the boathouse.
So really the set is a vital part of this
particular thing. Yeah.
We've been talking with Tom Evans. He's the director and the set designer for the Bloomington Playwrights Project's production of Lanford Wilson's Tally's Folly. Plays the 4th through the 6th, Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3, and then the 10th through the 12th of the following week. On Thursday the 10th, the Jewish Theater of Bloomington hosts a special community reception and discussion following that performance. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.